Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Batting second. The shortstop, Paul Janish. Batting third. The first baseman, Joey Votto. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Rolen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lane Snicks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Gomes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Corky Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bronson Arroyo. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bronson Arroyo. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felipe Lopez. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Counsell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Catalanato. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Suppan. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Paul Janish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Janish takes first base on ball 4. Stubbs moves to second. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Votto hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun hits a line drive towards short. Janish catches it and throws to second to double up Lopez. 2 outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rolen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Rolen reaches second base with a double. Lane Snicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snicks hits a line drive into right field. Catalanato settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rolen moves to third. 1 out. Johnny Gomes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomes takes first base on ball 4. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rolen scores. Gomes moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Arroyo bunts towards the mound. Suppan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomes moves to third. Miller moves to second. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Janish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Janish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGeehee strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Gomes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Catalanato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Votto is 0-for-1 in the game. Votto takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Votto moves to third. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rolen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rolen hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Votto scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Lanes Nix is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nix is 0-for-1 in the game. Nix hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gomes strikes out. 2 outs. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Council settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall hits a pop-up towards short. Janish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Suppan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Suppan strikes out. 2 outs. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Council is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Council hits a ball on the ground towards first. Votto scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arroyo is 0-for-0 in the game. Arroyo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Arroyo reaches second base with a double. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGeehee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Janish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Janish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Janish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Janish reaches second base with a double. Arroyo scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Votto is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Votto is walked intentionally. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Janish moves to third. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. Votto moves to second. 2 outs. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun strikes out. 1 out. Prince Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGehee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGehee hits a line drive beyond third. Rolen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McGehee moves to second. Frank Catalanato batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Catalanato is 0-for-1 in the game. Catalanato takes first base on ball 4. McGehee moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Nick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lane Snicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nix is 0-for-2 in the game. Nix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Suppan covering, for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Catalanato. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomes scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Mark DeFelice now pitching. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Arroyo bunts towards the mound. DeFelice fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Bourgeois pinch hits for Mark DeFelice. Jason Bourgeois is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bourgeois strikes out. 1 out. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a line drive towards short. Janish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Carlos Villanueva now pitching. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Janish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Janish strikes out. 1 out. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Votto is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Votto hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards first. Votto juggles the ball. That's an error on Votto. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Votto juggles the ball. That's an error on Votto. Braun moves to second. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGeehee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGeehee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish fields it and throws to third for the out. Fielder moves to second. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields it and throws to second for the out. Fielder moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Catalanato is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Catalanato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rolen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Counsell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nix is 0-for-3 in the game. Nix hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gomes strikes out. 1 out. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arroyo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Arroyo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darnell McDonald now playing left field. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jody Jarrett pinch hits for Carlos Villanueva. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jarrett hits a line drive into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Counsell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Burns now pitching. Drew Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Janish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Janish strikes out. Two outs. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Votto is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Votto hits a line drive towards the mound. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Nick Massett now pitching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun strikes out. 1 out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGeehee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGeehee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Narvison now pitching. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rolen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Lanes Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nix is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nix hits a pop-up towards short. Counsell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDonald hits a line drive towards third. McGeehee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Roland moves to second. Adam Rosales pinch hits for Nick Massett. Adam Rosales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosales hits a fly ball into right field. Catalanato settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. One out. Frank Catalanato batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Catalanato is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Catalanato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burton juggles the ball. That's an error on Burton. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDonald. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Catalanato goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-2 Reds. Mike Rivera pinch hits for Chris Narvison. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lopez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kendall moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Craig Counsell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Counsell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Counsell takes first base on ball 4. Kendall scores. Rivera moves to third. Lopez moves to second. It's 6-3, Reds. Francisco Cordero now pitching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braun is 0 for 4 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Lopez scores. Counsell moves to second. It's 6-5, Reds. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 4 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Counsell moves to third. Braun moves to second. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGehee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Counsell scores. Braun moves to third. Fielder moves to second. It's Reds, 6, Brewers, 6. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball towards left. McDonald catches it and throws to home to double up Braun. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Reds will come to bat. Trevor Hoffman now pitching. Craig Counsell now playing second base. Alcides Escobar now playing shortstop. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs bunts towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Janish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Votto is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Votto hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Fisher now pitching. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catalanato is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Catalanato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball into right field. Nick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Coffey now pitching. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rolen is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolen hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lanes Nix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nix is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nix strikes out. 2 outs. Darnell McDonald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Coffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coffey hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Counsell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Counsell hits a fly ball into right field. Nick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Reds will come to bat. Drew Sutton pinch hits for Carlos Fisher. Drew Sutton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sutton strikes out. 1 out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Janish is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Janish hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Herrera now pitching. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGehee is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGehee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Stubbs, who is chasing the ball. Cameron reaches third base with a triple. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Catalanato is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Catalanato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 6. The Reds will come to bat. Joey Votto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Votto is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Votto hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Reds. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rolen is 4 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolen hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lanes Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nix is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nix hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Reds. Darnell McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDonald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDonald hits a line drive into right field. Catalanato settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Giovanni Gallardo pinch hits for Todd Coffey. Giovanni Gallardo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallardo hits a line drive into left field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.